now we'll move to time certain item number 6.
Recognize the important role of text messaging in providing excellent and inclusive 911 service and support the Bureau of Emergency Communications efforts to work with the State of Oregon to implement text to 911 in Portland and Multnomah County.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, I'm pleased to bring to you today a resolution stating council support for the Bureau of Emergency Communications efforts to implement text to 911 here in Portland and throughout our region. Text to 911 is just what it sounds like. It allows people to text 911 during an emergency and receive police, medical, or fire help. Texting 911 is incredibly important for people in certain situations. The most obvious one is people who are hearing impaired, but it's also important for people who are in a situation where if somebody heard them speaking and asking for help, it would increase the danger to them. This could include people facing domestic violence or people who simply think that there's a burglar in their house and don't want the burglar to hear them calling 911. Any of us could find ourselves in a situation where making a voice call to 911 could put us in greater danger. Text to 911 makes it easy to access help when it isn't possible to call. The federal government signed off on allowing public safety access points in the U.S. to move forward with text to 911 a couple of years ago, and jurisdictions have been moving forward with different speeds with this initiative. Here in Portland, the city and the rest of our metropolitan region are leading our state in implementing this innovative technology. I'm very pleased that leadership at BOEC recognized the opportunity to move forward with implementation, even when the state of Oregon, which has been looking at this issue, has decided they need more time to do something statewide. I wanted to bring this resolution to council today to call attention to this important initiative, both within city government and in the public. With that, I'll turn it over to Lisa Turley and Laura Wolf, the Bureau of Emergency Communications, for a staff presentation.
Good morning. My name is Lisa Turley, and I am the Director of the Bureau of Emergency Communications. As Commissioner Novick stated, we are here today to introduce you to our Text to 911 project. The goal of my brief remarks is to give you some information about how and why BOEC became engaged in this project. About 10 years ago, the 911 industry began talking seriously about this thing called next-gen 911. Basically, this describes a total shift of 911 service from analog to digital, equipment, network, devices, allowing text, video, and sensory feeds to access 911 centers. This is a process very similar to the television digital switch mandated by the FCC back in 2009. The State of Oregon 911 Office is the lead agency in providing 911 services to our citizens and was in charge of making this project happen. After several fits and starts by the state about how they would approach this project, and it is a huge project, and with different RFP drafts and approaches over the years, in December 2014, at a statewide 911 managers meeting, our community was advised that the state was regrouping and turning the project over to the Department of Administrative Services to manage. The final anticipated completion date was moved from the original 2016 estimate to something closer to 2020 or further out. At that point, I realized that BOEC, the City of Portland, and Multnomah County could not wait that long to ensure that all of the members of our community were able to access our services. Additional urgency for this project was added when the State of Washington announced that they would roll out support for text to 911 statewide during 2015 and 2016. Having jurisdictions right across the river, and especially with our fluid border, it became very apparent that we needed to take action pretty quickly. Although I knew that we could not provide the infrastructure to support all of the functionality of NextGen, the option for text to 911 was there and actually quite doable and affordable. We began reaching out to our partners in the Portland Dispatch Center Consortium to see which other 911 centers were interested in moving forward with us. And fortunately, everyone in our group, plus some other centers, committed to our project. Laura Wolf, BOEC's external liaison, is here to give you more information about that work effort.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, Commissioners. I'm Laura Wolf with the City of Portland 911 Center. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge Leslie Taylor, who was not able to be with us today. She's the director of Lake Oswego 911 and has taken the project lead on this. Along with BOEC, the PDCC, the Portland Dispatch Center Consortium, is comprised of representatives from the 911 centers in Columbia County, Clark County, Clackamas County, Lake Oswego, and Washington County. In addition to the PDCC partners, Astoria 911 and Woodburn 911 are joining us in this effort. The PDCC determined as a group the need to be on the same system, one which will allow us to seamlessly transfer call data from one 911 center to another. This is especially critical when the caller is moving from one jurisdiction to another. After reviewing different vendor products, we selected a company which will allow us to do that. Acting on behalf of the PDCC, Washington County 911's Purchasing and Legal Counsel, they're coordinating the procurement and contract process with the vendor. Once that has been completed, the State of Oregon 911 program will reimburse us for that money. It'll be through the PDCC. The system is web-based, which requires very little technical work to install. However, we want to ensure that we are prepared both internally and externally with staff training, policies and procedures, and public education. We anticipate that the text to 911 will be operational within the next 6 months. However, we will do a soft launch first to iron out anything before we publicize its availability to the public. We have a subcommittee working together to put a good public education campaign together, and our primary message will be call when you can, text when you can't. I'll be happy to ask you any questions, and thank you for your support.
Thank you. Questions?
Who is the vendor for the product?
Commissioner Fritz, it's TCS. We looked at several of them. There are not very many in the business that do this type of off-the-shelf, but we went through a lot of processes.
And how does it interact with our Versatrum dispatch system?
It'll be fine. We make sure that it'll interact with every CAD system there. It can take the call of data and transfer it into the CAD system.
Terrific. And how much is it going to cost?
For the City of Portland for a year, it's $15,000 or less. It's not very much.
And that's getting reimbursed by the state as well,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. There will be no outlay from the City of Portland. So
that's
fantastic. A pretty insignificant cost in what it can do. For the community.
Thank you for your work.
So the text call comes in and goes into the queue along with the voice calls.
Correct.
It's just the computer system will put that in train with all the other calls that are coming in.
Correct. It'll present itself in a different web browser, but it'll be there on a call taker screen when they log in. It'll log into that system as well.
Oh, so they're actually, the call takers have to sort of be watching two streams of incoming calls as opposed to one?
The 911 phone call drops into their ear,
yeah.
So that is an auditory cue, yeah. Whereas this will be a visual cue. But, yes, they will be accessing two different feeds.
It's not like they only have one screen in front of them. I get that.
They have, seven.
About ten.
Yeah.
Okay. They're already pretty good at multitasking, I understand.
Right. It'll be a small window on one of those screens they already have.
Yeah, okay.
Is there capacity in the system for the texting back to be done by dictation rather than typing it in?
I don't know the answer.
Not yet, maybe.
I think not yet. I don't know that answer, but I think the intent is to be able to type back. We have, for the hearing impaired and deaf, we have a TTY that comes up, and so it's the same principle as just being able to type back and forth.
And might this increase the opportunities for employment for people with hearing disabilities that we might, if it starts to catch on and a lot more people start using text rather than voice, would it might potentially be possible to employ more people at the 911 center to manage that system?
Depending on the number of calls we receive on this, we might be able to have one position designated to do just the texting application.
Thank you.
I have a follow-up question. With the texting capacity, will people be able to, if they want, attach a photograph to the text and send that in?
That is not yet. That is part of the next gen package. This is merely text. But next gen does involve where somebody could be photographing or videotaping something, and then it gets sent to the 911.
And I think, I don't know what percentage of your calls that come in are people that just want to put you on notice of something.
Right.
I just saw someone,
right.
and where a text and a photograph might be all that the person needs to do and doesn't need a return.
Yeah, we look forward to next-gen 911, and quite frankly, we're very disappointed that it is not coming to fruition at this point because there is all kinds of clothing can have sensors to it, and so your clothes would be able to notify the center that you're having a heart attack. I mean, there's that kind of functionality, but we have to wait for the infrastructure.
And is this just for 911, or is it for the non-emergency number as well?
It's just for 911.
Discussion, other questions? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
I know you have some panels
you so much.
That you want to call, Commissioner.
Yes, Mayor, we have two panels of invited testimony. I'd like to start by asking LaVon Hester and Terry Blosser from the Portland Commission on Disability to come up to testify.
Two people with visual limitations trying to navigate.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just going to go ahead and start us off. My name is LaVon Hester. I'm the chair of the Portland Commission on Disability. I know you all know that, but they may not. I'd like to bring you greetings from the commission. We feel very passionately about this. We think it will have an impact on our community. But it also has a broader impact, and Terry will talk more about that. We were so excited that we even have someone who's going to be from our commission who will be providing testimony during the public testimony, so thank you, Sue. For us, there's an importance of people with disabilities are oftentimes left out, or their things are taken up when it can be a big win and everyone can feel sorry for and like they've done something great for those poor people, those poor victims. And one of the things that has happened here is that with the Commission on Disability and with the work that we're doing with you, City Council, over the years, we have been really changing to be having great treatment of with dignity of people with disabilities. So coming in, asking our opinion about this, asking us to voice what's important here is very important because we will be impacted. Our community will be impacted. I remember going to Mexico a couple of years ago with a friend, and she wandered off because this is what she does. But I remember being really freaked out because the only Spanish I know is from my childhood, and it's the commands, "Cállate boca!" things like that from my mother. And so I was like, how do I contact the police if I don't find her in a couple of hours? And this is what people oftentimes live with every day when someone has maybe cerebral palsy, and so they speak in a way that's not clear. When someone is deaf and things like that. And so what you are doing by being a city that listens, and really what Lisa was saying about we couldn't wait, this is important. This is what the city of Portland is great at and what I'm so proud to be on the Commission on Disability, but also just to be a citizen of the city is because you're listening and you're saying, we can't wait. We can't continue to do things the way they've been done just because they're being done that way, but we have to move forward. We have to bring access into the forefront. We have to do it whether it's easy or not. Obviously, it hasn't been easy for the state, and it's not going to be easy here, but you're saying, okay, let's pare it down a little bit and let's take the first step because we can't wait. And I just want to thank you very much for that and say how important it is for us on the commission that you continue to make those movements and say, we can't wait. You are important. Your access to basic services means something to us.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you here this morning.
Good. Thank you. And this is Bryson. So anyhow, I just thought I'd introduce Bryson to you guys. He also had an opportunity at one point to visit the U.S. Senate chambers, and he laid down at Senator Harry Reid's desk and made a nice little mess there, you know, rubbing his hair all over the place.
That's funny.
anyhow, so I just thought.
So he's a Democrat then.
Actually, it was interesting because we went there as part of a Washington experience when I was going through the Executive Master of the Public Administration program at the Hatfield School of Government. So we went there and met Mike Kennedy, who was Senator Hatfield's chief of staff. So it was really interesting. It was a real good experience for all of us, including Bryson. So anyhow, good morning, City Commissioners and Mayor Hale. My name is Terry Blosser. I represent the Portland Commission on Disability in this matter. Being that I am legally blind and legally deaf, I identify as deafblind and feel that through lived experience, I can testify on the text of 911 legislation. Who would benefit from such a service? And what we've already heard before is that the deaf, the hard of hearing, those with speech impediments. And interesting enough, as you heard before, even hearing people who are required or are in a situation where it requires complete silence and they're unable to voice their concerns or call. Situations like domestic violence cases or somebody else mentioned the break-in and things like that. As it stands right now, the current 911 system has barriers which affects people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or have a speech impediment. In emergency situations, they're presently required to enlist another or to have tools immediately available to them to communicate, such as a T2Y, which some of you may be aware. It looks like a little computer keyboard, and you put your phone on top of it to be able to communicate. In an emergency situation, it's not always going to be available to an individual to be able to communicate. And as we know, that this situation is not always doable or workable. Having the text to 911 implemented will remediate this significant barrier, and more importantly, it'll provide what we call universal access to all people. Other cities also have implemented such a program, such as Austin, Texas. They plan to have theirs operational by June of this year. San Antonio, Dallas, Arlington, Texas, Houston, they all have it implemented. Boulder County in Colorado has even posted an informational video on YouTube about their 911 text to 911 system. Some of the success stories regarding the text to 911, in Los Angeles, there was a story reported in December last year about a deaf lady who was experiencing symptoms of a stroke. She was able to text to 911 and an ambulance was there within minutes. And she got to the hospital and they were able to take care of her. And she was quoted in the news article as saying, she said here, if you don't have anyone to call for you and you have a cell phone, this will actually save your life. In closing, providing universal access to all has its benefits. As you heard, it is not only provides a way for people with disabilities who are deaf, hard of hearing, or those with speech impediments, but also it helps another segment of our society, people who are hearing and people who are victims of domestic violence and individuals who are unable to communicate via phone. We all benefit from having universal access. And let's do the right thing and fund this project and get it implemented as soon as we can. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you. Thank you both. Any questions for our commission members? Thanks very much. We appreciate your involvement with us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I think you have another panel, Commissioner.
We have one more panel. We have Donna Nicklin from the Oregon Association of the Deaf and Mark Hill of the Cerebral Palsy and Deaf Organization.
Good morning, Commissioner and Mayor Hales. My name is Mark Hill, and I'm the president of the Cerebral Palsy and Deaf Organization, CPADO. I'm also a resident here in Portland, Oregon. That's better. CPADO fully supports the resolution on the implementation of the text to 911 system in the Metro Portland area. CPADO is one of the members of the consumer group at the national level, such as the National Association of the Deaf, NAD, the Hearing Loss Association of America, HLAA, the Telecommunications for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Incorporated, TDI, and many other national organizations of and for the deaf. We have been working with the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, and the Department of Justice on the implementation of text to 911 in the country. We acknowledge that the timing of the implementation requires us to update the 911 system. I commend the Portland Metropolitan 911 Center to take action. Only a few who have text to 911 systems in America before the full actions. Sharing a discussion at the consumer group that we had with the city commission, I don't recall if this was a true story. But I can tell you a story that may impact our lives. It was about a break-in incident at a home. A woman heard someone breaking in and ran to a closet. She couldn't speak because she had to be quiet. And fortunately, she had a smartphone. She couldn't call via voice and feared that a thief may hear her voice. So she texted to a 911 center through SMS and stayed calm until police arrived. It shows how useful. Oh, I want to add something. So the text in 911, sorry, 1 second for the interpreter. Oh, the use of TTYs have been radically reduced. Go ahead. Okay. I was trying to say that the use of TTYs have been really reduced because more and more people are now using smartphones. And they also use video phones. Also, video relay, and that's called VRS, which means that I call someone using my video phone, and that dispatches to a sign language interpreter. and the interpreter speaks for me while I'm signing. So, in the future, we'll be changing over to RVT, real-time text, or RTT. So that's what we're going to be doing in the future. I don't know if that's going to have access for everyone, but anyway. Anyway, the text to 911 is a great tool in any type of disaster where no phone is available for the deaf people to call. Your Honor, the Cerebral Palsy and Deaf Organization encourages the 911 Center to take time to work with people with disabilities who may type the message slowly. Once again, CPADO supports the resolution. Please vote in favor of the resolution for the sake of our citizens' safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners and Mayor. My name is Pawna. Last name is Nicklin. I'm here also as a board of director with Oregon Association of the Deaf, OAD. And I live in the Salem, Oregon, and I want to share my testimony on OAD and also on the support of text to 911 for the emergency services. OAD expresses the full support of text to 911 for the emergency services. We understand that the support includes, or we support what you guys are doing with this and for the resolution of the issues at stake. I wanted to share with you all my personal experience with 911. I had a bad situation happen several years ago. I needed to call 911 and I wasn't able to because I couldn't do it at the time using a video relay. That's where I see the interpreter on the screen, so that's how I call 911, but I wasn't able to, and I wish that I had had a text to 911 at the time because I wasn't able to reach my video phone. So fortunately for me, I was okay, and I escaped from the situation, but I just know there's other people out there who are experiencing this kind of thing. It's a terrible situation where you're not able to call. So some deaf people can text and some can't. It kind of depends on what their situation is. But it's beneficial for all community members, hearing and deaf. You never know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going on in their lives personally. So for example, we feel that text to 911 services will provide a quick response, direct access with direct communication back and forth instead of going through an interpreter on the video phone, which takes time to dispatch the call. Every second counts in that situation to save a life. What Mark said about most of us using the phone a lot more now, than T2Ys. Well, we're trying to remove the barriers to communication and provide more access. We want to see that improve in the future. That's our goal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Thank you all. Great testimony. Thank you all. Okay, and you have no other panels to call. We should see if there's public testimony, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks very much. And we'll see. Carl, do you have a sign-up sheet or anyone would like to come up and speak on this resolution?
I have three people signed up. I have Suzanne Stahl, Charles Johnson, and Crystal Ilinski.
Good morning, Commissioners. Lydia's asked me to begin. My name is Charles Johnson, for the record. And I want to remind, I think this is a very auspicious way. This is the best city council meeting in a long time. And I hope that for the rest of the year, we will continue to, all of us citizens and commissioners, work hard to have this level of inclusion and even greater diversity here. And it's always great to see LaVon Hester and other people from the Portland Disability Commission. I'm going to presume they're still meeting this afternoon on the fifth floor of the Commonwealth Building. And although I usually go there for the Human Rights Commission, I think I'll make it a goal to better engage with other segments of the community and you know, realize that we're talking about really different abilities here and making sure that everyone is treated fairly, that we have a system that's ideal, as we've seen for people with cerebral palsy. The gentleman who testified for that organization mentioned that sometimes they may text more slowly, and I hope that the emergency communications people, part of their standard protocol is that when they get this information, they'll dispatch personnel. I'm partial to the fire department over the police department, but any personnel, as soon as they get that identifying information, so that help can be en route as the clearing and frying information comes in. Primarily, I want to just congratulate you for picking up the ball that the state government has dropped and putting us in a race with the state of Washington to see if we can have full and better text to 911 service before they have it across the river. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Good morning. My name is Suzanne Stahl. I'm the co-chair of the vice chair, sorry, of the Portland Commission on Disability. And today I would like to read a testimony from a friend of mine, Stephen Brown, who is the chair of the legislation committee for the Oregon Association of the Deaf. And this letter was not only signed by him, but it was signed by Chad Ludwig, who is the OAD president. Hello, my name is Stephen M. Brown. I am here as chair of legislation committee for the Oregon Association of the Deaf, as well as a Portland resident, to share my testimony and to support the text to 911 emergency messaging initiative. The OAD trusts that the City Council understands the importance of this initiative to removing barriers for participation for Portlanders with disabilities. In its furtherance, we also enrich the Office of the Office of Equity and Human Rights mission to promote equity for all Portlanders to enjoy and participate in public facilities, programs, services, or activities. We look forward to continuing to work with the council and others as this initiative moves forward. At the Portland Commission on Disability meeting in November 2015, the commissioners heard from the Bureau of Emergency Management representative concerning a limited equal access to call 911 in the event of an emergency. The Bureau wants to see a new Portland City ordinance that requires text to 911 emergency messaging be directly accessible and provide equal access. The OAD feels that this initiative is not only an accommodation issue, which makes it a paramount under Title II of the ADA, but it's also a public safety issue. In addition to the benefits this will provide to the deaf, deaf blind, deaf plus, and hard of hearing, this proposed ordinance will benefit our community by addressing directly equal access issues, such as public safety issues due to limit of direct equal access landline phone system, conveyance of important information in easier and quick method of texting. Texting can be useful in emergency events where immediate help is needed. Increased usage of smartphones in recent years over the actual uses of landline phones. The number of telephones usage is declining due to rapidly changing emerging communication technology. Deaf, deafblind, hard of hearing, and speech disabled individuals are following those trends. ADA Title II includes a provision which I quote, where a public entity communicates by telephone with applicants and beneficiaries, text telephones or equally effective communication systems shall be used to communicate with individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing or have speech impairments. All the aforementioned situations would be avoidable if texting is available anytime and anywhere. This proposed ordinance requiring text to 911 emergency messaging will be in compliance with ADA Title II best practices. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you both. Any others that are here
Ms.
to speak?
Easter is going to clarify some information for us.
Oh, okay. Please, come on up.
I just wanted to let you know that Mr. Johnson just said Wednesday today is our meeting. It actually has, that was the executive committee meeting, which has moved. That is on Thursday tomorrow. But more importantly, our full commission meeting will be Friday morning at 11 to 1. So if you would like to come join us, you can still go to the Human Rights Commission meeting.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Okay, anyone else that would like to speak on this item? If not, then let's please take a vote on the resolution.
Fritz?
So for the 4 years that I had the pleasure of being the commissioner in charge of the 911 Bureau, the Bureau of Emergency Communications, one of the first things I learned from Director Lisa Turley was kind of obvious, but when you think about it, people call 911 on the worst day of their lives. And there are many situations where people may need to get in touch with emergency providers where they can't or don't want to call. So I'm very grateful to Lisa Turley, Laura Wolf, the City of Lake Oswego, and our other community partners. It's great that you've been able to pull together a consortium, not only Multnomah County. I very much appreciate that. We've had some success with the text line for Lines for Life, where for several years now, teenagers and others have been able to text in suicidal situations and other incidences where some people just feel more comfortable with texting rather than talking. And so this is another example of the great work of the Commission on Disability, as well as BOEC and its wonderful employees, of recognizing that providing accommodation actually is more inclusive for everybody and has multiple benefits for everybody. I'm very happy to hear that it can be simply plugged into our computer-aided dispatch system that was installed and working well. And I'm also very pleased that we're able to do what we are doing what we can before we can get all the bells and whistles that certainly the basic texting, which my 85-year-old mother is extremely good at, is something that's within a lot of people's capabilities. And I appreciate all the work. Commissioner Novick, thank you for getting this done. Aye.
Fish.
Director Turley, Commissioner Novick, congratulations. This is a wonderful way to start the new year. An advance in technology, cost effective. I look forward to the next evolution where a picture, a photograph can be included. And I will just add that having spent my holiday in Europe visiting my family, one of the barriers I encountered there was the absence of Wi-Fi. And without Wi-Fi, a lot of people can't send or receive data. So I became I became pretty good at identifying where all the Starbucks were because they had free Wi-Fi. New York City just this week began to roll out a system where they're going to put 6,000 kiosks throughout the city to provide free universal access to Wi-Fi, which I think is something the city is going to have to consider at some point to boost people's access to the system. But this is a really smart, sensible step forward, and congratulations to everyone who made this day possible. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I know for years I remember having conversations with Lisa over the years about why we can't do this, and I remember there was either the state of Iowa or a community in Iowa was, you know, light years ahead of everybody else, and they had set up texting capabilities. So I really appreciate the workaround here that this represents, working around sort of a plodding state as they move ahead. And it's really a great example of technological innovation. I mean, it's just an outstanding example of the benefits of technology, and in this case, for the disabled community in particular. It's a remarkable achievement, and I really appreciate the leadership in getting this done sooner rather than later. Thank you. Aye.
Novick.
It is a great honor to serve as the commissioner for the Bureau of Emergency Communications and to work with our first responders who work tirelessly every day to serve the citizens of Portland where they are in their greatest need. And as you've seen today, also work tirelessly to improve that service in any way possible. I really, really appreciate the support and the work of LaVon and Terry and Donna and Mark and their testimony today underscoring the importance of this move. I'm extremely proud of BOEC leadership and of our regional partners for joining us in this effort. This is going to be a wonderful improvement in service to a large number of people. Look forward to our implementing it. Thank you so, so much. Aye.
Hales.
What an excellent piece of work and an excellent hearing. So thank you, Commissioner Novick and Lisa and your team. This is really a move that everyone's going to benefit from. And the hearings, I think, made that clear. I mean, we all carry one version or another of these devices around in our pockets, and they allow us to communicate in a variety of ways as long as the others in the communications are set up to do so. We can take video. We can record voices. We can even get language translation on these things. So we're all carrying a very powerful computer in our pockets or our purses, and yet we haven't caught up in a lot of what government does. So this is an important move, and I think it's also been really profound today how clear this is to all of us now, how this will connect all of our citizens to city services much better than we have in the past. So it's a great piece of work. I think it's important to note in passing, I spend a little time on Twitter occasionally talking to our citizens, and once we make this change, you will be able to text to 911, but you still can't request emergency services by tweets. So please call or text, but don't try to get the police bureau or the fire bureau or anyone else to respond by tweeting. So with that caveat, job well done. Great move. Aye. Thank you. Okay.